common source. You see, the first time you ask, source came. And the second time you ask, source still came. And the third time you ask, source is coming. In other words, so can you understand that when you have been focused upon something for a while, you get quite a momentum of source energy that is coming in response. Momentum is a good description of that. Source answers. And as source answers, you begin to feel the momentum of it. If you want it a little bit, or if you haven't wanted it very long, you feel the delicate response of that source energy. But if you really, 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 really want it, source energy really, really, really comes forth. And you can feel that. You can feel the difference in what you would call ease and peace in a moment, and passion, enthusiasm, downright off the wall, exuberance. The difference in that range of positive emotion is the degree to which you care about this, the degree to which you want this, the number of times you've asked for it. How important is it to you? How seriously are you asking? Because if you are asking mildly, the answer is mild. If you are seriously answering, the answer is serious. If you really, really mean it, the answer really, really means it. It is absolutely proportionate to the vibration of your asking. If you are asking for something and you really, really mean it, but you really, really don't believe that it is coming, then you're really, really, really going to feel some strong negative emotion. Someone recently talked about the feeling of disappointment. Afraid almost to ask for something because the feeling of disappointment was so pervasive in her experience. And we say, all you have to do is be aware of how you feel and make one small statement and really come to mean it. And that statement is, nothing is more important to me than that I feel good. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. Because when I practice feeling good, I practice allowing that which is good. When I practice feeling good, I practice allowing that which is source to flow into my experience. When I practice feeling good, I'm practicing health, I'm practicing wealth, I'm practicing clarity. I'm practicing all things that I came forth to live. Now, we do not mean to sound as if we think your lives are out of kilter. We do not. We think you are living magnificently. We think this body of physical beings that is gathered in this room, teachers, many of you, source, all of you, blessed without exception. We think the reason that you are here is because you are wanting to fine-tune your experience. We think you've decided that you want to be the deliberate creator of your experience. And it is more exhilarating than words can speak when you finally come to the knowing that life is supposed to be good for you and that you are the only one who could choose a perspective that could diminish the well-being that is your promise. And so, as we are moving forward here today, we are eager to talk with you about whatever is important to you. You will notice a sort of stubbornness that we have been developing over time. To delve too deeply into the issues that are troubling you, because if you have a troubling issue and you focus upon an aspect of your life that is not troubling, then that troubling issue will right itself, because in the midst of the trouble, you've been asking for solution and source has been hearing your request and is answering it. But if you keep beating the drum of your issue from the vantage point of disappointment or worry, then you keep holding yourself without meaning to in a vibrational standpoint that will not allow the solution that you are asking for. So as we're moving forward here today, we'll play with you, and we want you to notice, all of you, whether the person sitting in the chair is seeming to want to escalate where they stand or seemingly wanting to escalate where they are wanting to be. And that word escalate is really an important word. Esther said to us, Abraham, we've been having so much trouble with the computers at the office. What is going on with that? And we said, isn't it a lovely day? And Esther said, yes, it is a lovely day, hardly looking up. Yes, it is a lovely day. What do you think is going on?